This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That's why we're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 32 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, and if you are on meds, that should be your number one health challenge or health goal, should be to get yourself off of your medication. We can help you do that. 844-236-6010 is our number. 844-236-6010. If you have a comment or success story, we love hearing from you. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, call 866-735-2470 or go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off our websites. You can also sign up to join the Brightside Ben team off our websites as well for a one-time $25 fee. You can be in the nutrition business. You can make as much money or as little money as you like. You can work as few hours as you want or as many hours as you want. You can be your own boss. You can write off your home office and your mileage. And, of course, you can help change the world at the most basic and fundamental level there is. It's the ultimate win-win business opportunity. Call 866-735-2470 for more info or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Okay, welcome back to The Bright Side. We have been talking about what I think is the most fascinating aspect of nutrition, which is the minerals, the most confusing for sure, the most confusing aspect. Vitamins, they're straightforward. Essential fatty acids, they're straightforward. Amino acids, essential amino acids, straightforward. Proteins, carbs, we know what they do, what they don't do, how they work. But the minerals, they're so flexible. They do so many different things. That's because they exist at the most basic nature of all the nutrients. The minerals are the most basic nature of all the nutrients. Proteins, vitamins, these are complex molecules. Amino acids are complex, most of them. But the minerals are very, very simple, basic structures, basic element. They're not elements, basic substances, we'll say. They're the essence of all of nutrition. That's what Dr. Wallace has been talking about for decades. They're the essence of health. They're the essence of all nutrition. All other nutrients, the proteins, the amino acids, the vitamins, essential fatty acids, everything that we call the mighty 90 essential nutrients arise from the minerals. I should say the eight vitamins, 20 amino acids or so, two essential fatty acids, the rest of them are the minerals. Everything comes from the minerals. The minerals are in the soil, and the minerals feed the plants, and the plants make the vitamins. The plants make the amino acids. The plants make our essential nutrients, and they make them in response to the minerals. That's the problem with the NPK fertilizers. The NPK fertilizers, while they grow plants, don't grow plants with the same vitamins and the same fatty acids and the same amino acids and the same phytonutrients that we need for the rest of nutrition because they're missing the basic minerals. They grow, but they don't have the same nutritional value. and you can perceive this lack of nutritional value by taste. They don't taste as good. NPK fertilizer-induced plants don't taste as good as your homegrown garden variety, literally, peppers and onions and tomatoes, especially if you're using your Bloomin' Minerals from Youngevity. If you're putting minerals in the soil, you get plants of a completely different characteristic than NPK plants. And we're all eating NPK plants. So the way the system's supposed to work is the minerals feed the plants make the vitamins and the amino acids, essential amino acids that we cannot make, and the essential fatty acids that we cannot make. And the way the system's supposed to work, we get everything from these plants that have the wonderful minerals in the soil. And by the way, the minerals are actually what we call the minerals. They're really made up of everything on the periodic table, the elements. What we call minerals are really complexes of elements. The elements are the letters on the periodic table, the alphabet of reality, the alphabet of physical reality anyway. The alphabet of physical reality is all those little boxes that we call the periodic table, and it does look a little intimidating, I will admit, but it isn't really. It's very logical if you understand it. It's not that hard to understand either, but I can see how it would be overwhelming, a bunch of boxes with a bunch of letters. But the bottom line is each one of those boxes contains an element, and all of the things we call minerals are complexes of these elements. If you have a few elements, so that is each of these substances in the blocks, these letters in the periodic table, if you have a few of these things and they're put together, we call that a molecule. And when the molecules, which are made up of elements, I think of them as words and letters. The periodic table is the letters, the molecules are the words. And when these things are lumped together, you got yourself a sentence. And the sentence is a mineral. A mineral is made up of the elements, like words and sentences are made up of letters. When the sentences are combined, then we got a bunch of sentences together, or a bunch of minerals together, a bunch of elements, and then a bunch of minerals, and then a bunch of, you can think of them as a bunch of sentences together. We call that a rock. A rock is a bunch of minerals. A mineral is a bunch of elements. It's all put together from the elements. Elements, minerals, and rocks. Minerals are the functional unit of a rock. And because the earth is a rock, the most basic substance of the earth is mineral. Minerals are more fundamental than rocks. Minerals go into making rocks. Like, sentences are more fundamental than paragraphs. And the elements in the periodic table are more fundamental than everything. Those are the letters. Letters, words, sentences, it's all like a big language when you think about it. Minerals, made up of the elements, are very, very fascinating. A lot of very fascinating qualities. To me, well, there's a lot of them, but one of the most fascinating qualities, the way I look at it, is the crystalline nature of minerals. Minerals are crystalline. They're crystals. You hear that word all the time, crystals. Kind of like a New Age, kind of hippy-dippy word, crystals. It's not. It's very, very, very biological and very geological as well. All the minerals are pretty much all the minerals have a crystalline nature. And what a crystalline nature means, it means it has an organized structure. A crystal is organized. It has a very, very beautiful organized structure. If you could look at it with the right kind of detection mechanisms, like an electron microscope, it's just ridiculously beautiful. Unbelievably beautiful. Mind-blowingly, jaw-droppingly beautiful. The crystalline nature of everything. Particularly in the minerals. A crystal is just a very, very specific and organized shape. A very specific, organized shape that repeats itself. And when any time something has a specific and organized shape that repeats itself, it's data. It can be read. It's in formation. That's what information is, in a form. Crystals are information. Minerals are information. And by the way, everything today is thought to be information by super high-tech physicists that call that digital physics. It's a whole new branch of physics that said everything can be read as information. And that's because pretty much everything has a crystalline nature. We live in a crystalline universe, which is pretty darn amazing when you think about it. All right, I'm Farms. It's Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Andy Snyder, author of the hit new book, Nature's Miracles. I just released the stunning details of a simple 30-second natural cure to things like erectile dysfunction, high blood pressure, joint pain, and possibly even cancer. In a word, this cure works. And it's all because of new evidence that proves things like ED are not just another case of bad luck. No, they're caused by our modern diet. And here's the stunning part. I found you don't need to change your diet if you want to beat these ailments. You simply need to add something to it. I recently published the recipe for the perfect drink, and for a limited time, I'm giving it away for free at perfectdrinkrecipe.com. The three cheap, all-natural ingredients found in this delicious drink can help fight some of this country's top killers. Doctors are stunned, and you'll love the results. All the details of the perfect drink are at my website. Just go to perfectdrinkrecipe.com. Again, that's perfectdrinkrecipe.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number if you want to get on board, if you have a comment or success story or question or anything we can help you with in the world of health and nutrition. If you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we love hearing from you. 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. And don't forget to check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Everything your skin needs and nothing it doesn't. No silicone or oil or preservatives or fragrances, just real powerful doses of skin-friendly, skin-required, skin-necessary nutrients. This is why our Truth Skin Health products are healing products as well as their beauty products. And I've always said health and beauty are synonymous. Health is beauty. Beauty is health. What we want in a beauty product is really health. And that's why I developed, or that's why I came out with my Truth Treatment products. They all started out as pharmacy products. And then I just turned them into over-the-counter beauty products. Our retinol 5% gel, Truth Retinol 5% Gel, Truth Retinol 1% Gel, Truth Omega 6 Healing Cream, Truth Transdermal C Serum, Truth Transdermal C Balm, and all the rest of our Truth Skin Health products are available at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com, and we have free shipping, by the way, for the near future. All right, so we're talking about this whole idea of crystals. It's not just awesome to think about. It really has a lot to do with nutrition. When we're sick, we lose our crystalline shape. We lose our crystalline nature. Scientists today believe everything is crystal. There's a small segment of material that's said to be non-crystalline, but even that is crystalline if you look at it close enough. Pretty much everything is crystalline, which means everything is in a shape, an organized shape, which means everything is information. And this is called, physicists actually have a name for this idea or a name for this study, the study of the crystalline nature, the information nature of reality. They call it digital physics. And biologists call it digital biology. Digital physics says that the proper subject matter of physics is information. The fundamental physical reality is information. Digital physics, digital biology, now they have digital philosophy even. It says everything is made up of organized little shapes. And we can understand the world by understanding these organized little shapes the way we understand a book by understanding the language, understanding the words and the letters. And reality is a great book. And God is a great author. That's the latest physics. This is physics, guys. This is not airy-fairy, weird, boulder hippie talk. This is total physics, hardcore physics, that reality can be read. And not just reality, but biology can be read. All this wisdom, all this intelligence is stored in life, like words are stored in a book. And scientists are actually breaking down everything from hamburgers to spider webs to figure out how is all of this stuff structured at the most fundamental word level. And they're trying to duplicate it. They're reading spider webs so that they can duplicate it in the lab so that they can make stronger metal or bulletproof vests. Today, bulletproof vests are really heavy, but if we can figure out how a spider web is made at the most fundamental molecular level, we can duplicate it. We can create spider web material. This is the whole new way, our whole new brave new world that we're heading into is going to be about manipulating nature, imitating nature, studying nature and then imitating it. It's called biomimicry. And biologists are using this to create fake hamburgers. They're actually figuring out what's in a hamburger, and then they'll actually string it together at the most fundamental molecular level to create fake meat. It's going to be out this year probably. So if you had last year, fake meat. Fake meat is a classic example of figuring out how everything is made at the fundamental level and then duplicating it in the lab. Scientists are studying what is the sticky stuff that allows a lizard to climb up a wall and hang upside down on the ceiling, and they're going to duplicate that so they can create robots. So soldiers, most of the stuff's for the military, by the way. They're trying to figure out what's in a bee's wing that allows it to vibrate so ridiculously fast so they can create artificial flies, robot flies and robot drones. It's all called biomimicry, and it's all based on the idea that at the most fundamental fundamental level, nature can be read like a book. Because the molecules that make it up, the substances that make it all up, repeat themselves like words repeat themselves in a sentence or like letters repeat themselves in a word. I'm saying here is everything's structured, everything's organized, and it includes minerals. Minerals are in, they're information, they're in a form, they're in an organized form, they're in a exquisitely designed form. That's what we call that, a crystal. And crystals have a couple of really interesting properties. For one thing, colors are crystal, or colors are the result of crystals. Everything we see as colors comes from crystals. Crystals emit color. Our whole colorful, beautiful world, which is really quite amazing. We take all the zillions of colors that we see for granted, but we live in this crazy colored world. It's all based on crystals. Crystals can trap energy, store energy, release energy. They release this energy in the form of electricity or electrons. And by the way, the energy that's released from these crystals and that's trapped in the crystals, that's really what crystals do. They trap energy and they release it in a certain intelligent way. They release it as needed. And nobody really understands how this happens, but energy is released from the crystals that we call biology in this organized fashion that is divine. And the energy that's released isn't even really energy, it's vibration. Everything's vibrating in response to these electrons. Crystals are vibrating in a specific way. There used to be a thing called a crystal radio that you could actually turn a crystal and it would vibrate in such a way that it would get different radio stations. You know, I imagine they still have them. They had them when I was a kid. Crystals are themselves vibration. They're organized vibration. Like me talking right now is organized vibration. Sound is organized vibration. Talking is organized vibration. Communication is organized vibration. And crystals are organized vibration. So crystals are communication. They're information. And this is happening. Crystals in the body are passing information in an organized way, cell to cell, tissue to tissue, organ to organ. And the human body is a field of information. And that means if we understand the language, if we can speak body, if we can read the language that the crystals are telling us, we can assess what's going on in the body by reading it. That's what a good doctor is supposed to be doing, is reading the body via the specific language called symptoms. There's a very important relationship between information and health. Health is when the body, when the information in the body makes sense. When it's operating in a healthy way, the body is like a beautiful poem or a song. That's called coherency. It's coherent. It's logical. It makes sense. A healthy body is a logical body. It's a coherent body. It's packed with information. And this information can be read if you understand the language. You don't need to go to medical school to do it either. In fact, medical school, which emphasizes diagnostics and tests and MRIs, it dumbs down a doctor's ability to really understand what's happening in the body, because he doesn't have to read the body anymore. He reads the test. That's the problem with tests. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump not mincing words at a campaign-style rally last night. Literally not mincing words.
Democrats have to now decide whether they will continue defrauding the public with ridiculous...
The president telling that crowd at Grand Rapids, Michigan, that members of Congress who accused his campaign of colluding with Russia must now be held accountable, saying that the long investigation into his campaign caused tremendous damage to the country and cost millions of dollars, and no collusion was found. British lawmakers about to vote on another version of Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal, the vote marking a third and potentially final time. Parliament will vote on it. If it passes, the UK will leave the EU on May 22nd. If not, it will need to decide how to leave the EU before April 12th, with or without a deal. And this is USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben, and thank you for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on the archive page. Ben Fuchs, BrightsideBen.com, BrightsideBen.com. And also you can purchase longevity products at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com. Okay, our number today, 844-236-6010. We will get your calls in a moment. Got a whole bunch of stuff I've been meaning to read and don't get a chance to. Let's see what I want to read here. Cataracts from statins. More signals emerge in analysis. Statin therapy significantly elevates the risk of developing cataracts severe enough to warrant surgery, suggests analysis of two distinct cohorts, that's studies, one from Canada and one from the United States. No surprise, folks. Statins mess up your blood sugar system. Cataracts are caused by messed up blood sugar, at least partially. No surprise at all. Statins affect how your body heals because cholesterol is so important for the healing process. There's no such thing as a side effect. What we call side effects are effects. we call them side effects. It makes it sound like they're just accidents. They're oopsies. No, they're not an oopsie. That's exactly how the drug works. A side effect is an effect. We shouldn't call them side effects. We should call them effects. You cannot take a drug without having effects, period. And you're not just going to have the effects that you want. You're going to have effects everywhere. This is craziness. This drug idea, this idea of drugging the body back to health is ludicrous when you understand that the body is a highly, highly organized, exquisitely structured, crystalline information system. You cannot help but destroy that information field that we call the human body. And yes, it's a field of information, whatever that, if you can figure that, it's a bizarre concept. It's just a bunch of information. You can't help but disturb it with drugs, period. It is so primitive and caveman-like, Neanderthal, to try to treat the body with drugs. It's ignorance of the highest degree. It's like Neanderthals hitting their women with a club and then dragging them by the hair into a cave. It's the equivalent. That's what medicine is. It's the equivalent of some kind of Neanderthal procedure. It's barbaric and ridiculous if you understand the body as an exquisitely organized, tightly regulated and choreographed information field. And when we're sick, all we got to do is figure out how to get the body back into an organized informational system. And that is not the job of drugs, which act only to corrupt and to adulterate and to dope the system. It's like when they're making computer chips in a laboratory somewhere, and when they have to wear these incredibly sophisticated clean suits and put them in and make the little computer chips in these incredibly sophisticated clean rooms. That's what the human body is like. It's like a computer chip, and if you get a little piece of dust in a computer chip, a little piece of microscopic dust in a computer chip, the chip doesn't work. That's what drugs do. They're like dust in the system, dust in the computer chips. They disorganize the system. They make it noisier. They make it less organized. They make it less informed. Drugs make the body less informed, and that's what causes side effects, which are not side effects, but effects. And that's what causes toxicity, and that's why I say the number one health challenge you have, if you're on a prescription drug, is to figure out how to wean yourself off of it, and it's none of the doctor's business, although you do, if you're working with a doctor, you always want to inform him, let him know what you're doing. You always want to let him know what you're doing. That's only fair. You don't want to wean yourself off your meds. If you're seeing a doctor, you don't want to not take your medicine. You don't want to wean yourself off your meds without telling your doctor what to do. That doesn't mean you have to listen to him. You just need to let him know what you're doing because he's working with you. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Time to phones, and our friend Elaine has been holding on for quite a while. Good morning, Elaine. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. I just want to thank you so much. I'm coming up on 4 years of life since I started taking the BTT, so...
And? Was it life-changing? It's saying it's life...
With my lupus and all those symptoms I had, that my rheumatologist said, this is the best it's going to get, this is your life, and I just refuse to believe, so I can't thank you guys enough and what you've helped.
Thank you for saying that. I appreciate it. What's going on today?
He's 55, and in about 9 weeks, he's going to be climbing Denali.
And
he's leaning.
Is that a 15,000 Mount Denali? Is a 15,000 or 16,000 foot mountain, isn't it?
Oh, it's like, I think it's 19 or 20,000.
No, come on. Is it really?
My husband's yelling at me here. 20,000.
Is that the biggest mountain? That's the biggest mountain in North America, I think, isn't it?
Correct, yeah. And he's going to take about 30 days to do it. And he's seeing me for orthopedic issues. He's got some arthritis in his knee and some hip. So what can...
EFAs.
Big piece of news. He, at 12 years old, was in a snow machine accident and lost his right kidney.
Okay.
And his entire spleen.
Fats and electrolytes. But he's, you know... He could do it, but the spleen is where you process red blood cells. Obviously, those are important. And then the kidney is where you process electrolytes. Obviously, those are important. So you want to make sure that he's working out ahead of time so he can build up his red blood cells. And then also electrolytes, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I would absolutely 100% make sure he's taking fats. The joint deterioration is not a good sign. How old is he?
55.
Yeah, it's, you know, good luck doing it. That sounds great that he's motivating, but I would take care of my body first. Without a kidney, without the spleen, he's going to be compromised. Electrolytes, essential fatty acids, fatty vitamins. How's his muscle mass? Is he strong?
Oh, he's like 2% body fat. And just
okay, good. That's all good.
Our race car. So,
yeah, he knows what to do, I'm sure. But fats, I'd be focusing on fats, fatty vitamins, and electrolytes. That's
okay,
how to work with that.
I heard you talk, because one of the problems when he tries to hydrate, because of the one kidney, he constantly feels like he has to go to the bathroom.
So not sure the kidney. I'm not sure if that would involve a kidney, but maybe it might.
Right.
Yeah, but he just has to keep going to the bathroom because he does need to stay hydrated. And the more he drinks, the more electrolytes he needs. So make sure he's on his BTT and doing all the electrolytes.
And I've heard you talk about structured water.
The body structures water in connect. Yes, the water in the body, a lot of it anyway, much of it is made up. It has a structure to it. There's bulk water and there's structured water. These are two kinds of water. Bulk water is just water that's sloshing around in the body, and there's some of that. But the vast majority of it, the water in the body, is structured. The structure of the water is a function, in part anyway, of collagen and connective tissue. Connective tissue and collagen structure the water. So anything you can do to build connective tissue, and you should be doing bone broth every day, or bone broth protein at least every day, high hyaluronic acid supplements, vitamin C, of course, that's the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Zinc is very important for the building of connective tissue. Vitamin A plays a role in the building of connective tissue. Maybe gets him doing a little bit of gelatin every day or hydrolyzed collagen every day. Anything you could do to support the connective tissue is going to help him in terms of structuring the water and just help him in general. Aging is largely the result of connective tissue deterioration. This leads to the destructuring or the falling apart, if you will, of the body. I've always said the only disease we suffer from is my body is falling apart disease, MBFD. My body is falling, MBFA disease, I should say. My body is falling apart disease, and that's largely the result of connective tissue deterioration. I hope I helped you, Elaine. Thanks so much for your kind words. Have a great day. And I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential
fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and there's 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're back on the bright side. 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Minnesota and say good morning to Ron. What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Real good. How about you?
I am well. Is it springtime yet in Minnesota?
No, actually, we're supposed to get 4 to 10 inches of snow this weekend, starting tomorrow.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm glad I'm not there. Hey, Ron, I need you to speak up just a little bit. I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going on vacation next week, and I'm wondering, is there anything, I'd like to get a little color, but I know too much sun is not good for you. Anything I can put on my skin?
Too much sun just means burning. Yeah, there's lots you could do. Too much sun just means burning. So make sure you're getting some sun, especially being from Minnesota. You're probably deficient in vitamin D because you just don't get a lot of sun. I assume you don't get as much sun out there. Certainly you're not laying out in the 4 to 10 inches of snow. So you do want to make sure you're getting some sun. Don't burn. I would start on the Ocutive from Youngevity today, or as soon as you can anyway. Eye vitamins protect your skin from burning. Eye vitamins, Ocuvite if you go to the health food store, Ocutive if you use Longevity products. Anything you do to protect your eyes will protect your skin from the sun. That's a very important strategy for sun protection. In fact, that's how nature really designed our bodies to be protected from the sun. Is we grew up in the sun. Human beings evolved in Africa, so there's mechanisms in the skin and in the body to protect us from the sun. Basically, it's our poor nutrition and how we eat that's in large part responsible for the problems we have with the sun. Sunscreens are nasty chemicals. I've been on record for saying this for decades. Ever since I first was a pharmacist and I got my first bottle of sunscreen and it had a skull and crossbones on it, and they said, make sure you don't contact your hands with the sunscreen for too long, I was like, I got to wear gloves to use the same thing that people are rubbing on their face and their babies every day. You know, anyway, sun blocks. Zinc oxide is what you want to use. All right? Topically.
Okay, oxide. There's another oxide, so it's called zinc oxide. That's the name of it?
No, zinc oxide is a chemical. Zinc oxide is the ingredient that you want to look for. So get a sunblock with zinc oxide. And for those of you who have asked, I am working on a sunblock, and I will have one hopefully by the end of the by summertime. Hopefully, it's still a work in progress. But anyway, zinc oxide topically is the only sunblock anybody should use. But don't be terrified of the sun. Get a little bit of sun because the zinc oxide will keep you from making vitamin D. So you need to get some sun, but don't burn. If you if the option is burning, use a sunblock. And if the option is burning and there's no sunblock available, you do use a sunscreen because you don't want to burn. And as bad as sunscreens are, you know, although I got to tell you, a case could be made that the reaction between the sun and the sunscreen is worse for your skin than the sun itself. I'm not convinced that that's not the case. But, you know, I don't know that for sure, so I'm not going to say that definitively. But logic tells me, as a chemist, that when the sun hits this sunscreen molecule on your skin, that may be worse than just the sun by itself. I don't know. I'm not saying that for sure, but there's a good possibility that is the case. But burning, if you can avoid burning, you want to make sure you don't burn. Ron, I want to get a few more calls. I hope I helped you out, bro. Good luck on your vacation. Let's go to Barry in New Orleans and say good morning. What's up, Barry? How you doing?
Yes, good morning. Yes, I want to ask you about agave nectar because I read where Dr. Will says 80% fructose, and that the fructose disrupts liver metabolism, and what's your opinion on agave?
I'm not a fan of agave. You know, I do honey if you want to do something. Honey tends to have more nutritional value. There's some nutritional value to agave. I'm not going to say there's no nutritional value. But these concentrated sweeteners, you know, agave's in the cactus. And in the cactus, it's one thing. But then they extract it out of the cactus. You get this concentrated sweetener. I'm not a fan, put it that way, of concentrated sweeteners. If you're going to do a concentrated sweetener, do unprocessed honey is probably the best that you could do. You get enzymes and B vitamins, but I'm just not a big fan of these high concentrated sweeteners. And I'm not saying I don't personally eat them, by the way. I mean, I'm a sugar junkie as much as the next person, but don't kid yourself. Sugar is sugar. Fructose, as you point out, is especially problematic for the liver, and agave is high fructose, and for that matter, honey is high fructose also. And most of the sweeteners that we get in processed foods, these high fructose corn syrups, are a problem. So long story short there, a little bit, if you want to do a little bit to sweeten your foods or sweeten something, is one thing. But to really just go crazy with the agave, they sell these agave squeeze bottles now. I have a friend that carries around an agave squeeze bottle just to sweeten everything she eats or drinks. But anyway, I would be a little bit, I would respect the sweeteners. You don't have to worry about veggies so much. You don't have to worry about the savory stuff so much. It's the sweet stuff because we're hardwired. Our brains secrete pleasure hormones when we touch sweet. Reward chemistry is activated when we taste sweet. So it's impossible to resist the stuff, you know, unless you have the willpower of a Zen monk, you know, or sometimes if you met your energy needs with protein and fat, you'd be less prone to going for sweets. And that's really amino acids, in my opinion, are the best way to get yourself off of sweets if you really want to, particularly something called glutamine. Branched-chain amino acids can help as well. I know I'm digressing there a little bit. Did that answer your question, Barry?
Yeah.
Respect the agave. That's my answer to you.
Well, if honey is better, let's say if one uses maybe 2 or 3 teaspoons of honey, like on some raw, uncooked oats,
I don't know the answer to that. I mean, that sounds like a lot, but you're just going to have to see. I don't know that there's a way to answer that question. You're just going to have to see how you do. It sounds like a lot, but you just have to see how you do. There's really no answer. Mm-hmm. All right? Barry?
All right.
Else you got? I want to get to a couple more calls. Anything else you got?
Because I have a friend. I don't deal with any meat right now, but a friend, he might occasionally, I don't know how often he eats bacon and stuff like that. What is the danger of the processed meats?
It's the worst. It's maybe potato chips and French fries are worse, but it's up there with the worst foods you could possibly eat. Processed meats, bacon, Oscar Mayer, bologna, salami, processed turkey slices, all that stuff. It's probably not quite as bad as the French fries and the potato chips, which are the worst foods you could eat, but it's up there. They're up there. Yeah, there's not much, aside from the fried fats, there's not much worse than processed meats. All right, I want to get a few more calls, and thank you so much, Bear. Appreciate it. Vicki in California, what's going on? Welcome to the Bright Side, Vicki.
Yes, there's a small dog at the SPCA Center that is not able to be adopted at the time. They say she has that he has crystals in his urine.
Aww.
And I feed my dog your supplements
Dietary supplements?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And I was just curious if I made the suggestion or even took a can of the supplement over to them, if that would possibly help them.
Yeah, that would definitely help. But more importantly, you say he's got crystals in the urine. Is that what you said?
That's what they said, and I didn't know if the Arthrodex would be of help to him.
It wouldn't hurt him, but here's the deal. The dog's probably got a messed up kidney, and probably because of the food he's eating. It's usually the grain foods, the carbohydrates. Doggy diabetes is a big problem. Kidney problems in dogs are usually caused by the same issues that cause kidney problems in people, and that's too much sugar and too much processed food. And dogs are eating that. I'm sure he's eating kibbles and, chow and that kind of stuff. The dogs, really, their systems are not designed to eat any more than our systems are designed to eat bread and cereals. So what I would be doing is, if you can, getting him to change the doggy's diet. But, if he's at the SPCA, that's not really possible. But for anybody out there who's got a dog who's got crystallized urine, think diabetes, doggy diabetes, or doggy dysglycemia, messed up blood sugar, as in with people. Same idea. The sugar, it wreaks havoc on the kidneys. And kidney damage and sugar, elevated blood sugar, and elevated insulin, for that matter, insulin resistance, syndrome X, go hand in hand. And if you have a kidney problem, rest assured you probably have a blood sugar problem, too, whether you're a person or whether you're a dog. Vicki, I'm out of time, my dear.
Okay.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Hey, you know what? I'm going to say hi to Carl real quick. Carl, got to go. I'm just saying hi to you real quick because I know you're
Hey, Benjamin.
Off.
Benjamin.
I appreciate it. Nice to talk to you. Got to put you.
Yes.
I got to let you go, brother. We only have about 30 seconds here. But I just want to say
all
hi.
All right.
Doing good,
Carl? All right. Yeah. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Thank you, Carl. Have a beautiful day, my friend. All right. That's it for now. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side. Check out our True Skin Health products at TrueTreatments.com and our Longevity products and the Longevity Business Opportunity at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, or CriticalHealthNews.com. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa. The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Home.